Welcome to the Sold Out Podcast, where we break down the process of making new physical products that sell out fast and getting your products funded only in a few hours on Kickstarter and Indiegogo. Get ready for a knowledge-packed episode with your host, who's the author of three books and creator of two products that are funded successfully on crowdfunding sites and ranking high on Amazon, Ned Sahin.
My name is Ned Sahin. Welcome to the sixth episode of the Sold Out Podcast. In this episode, I'll talk about mass production. Once you have a functional prototype that passes all tests, it is time to place the mass production order from your manufacturer. First, go ahead and review your contract one last time. Double check especially the timeline and price. And then, place the order when you are ready. You probably got a good discount for this big order, but remember, you can save even more. Here's a cool way of saving more in last minute. Let's say you will place the order on Alibaba.com. There's a cashback site named Rakuten, and they give 3% cashback for Alibaba orders. All you need to do is to go to their website and then click Alibaba link there. By using their referral, you can save hundreds of dollars on your mass production order. It's easy and smart, right? The link for the Rakuten website is in the episode note. After the payment, it is a waiting game. But I have to warn you, don't let there be silence between you and your manufacturer. Keep the communication channel open. Talk to them at least weekly. Ask for photos of the manufacturing. If you went through a crowdfunding campaign, share those photos with your backers. And if you want to learn about crowdfunding, please check the third episode. I explained why the crowdfunding is a good idea for your product and how to start a campaign. During and after the production, make sure the factory is following quality control protocols. They should test every single item. And get ready to receive the shipment. The journey doesn't end there though. After receiving the shipment, prepare the products for shipment to Amazon warehouse. If you had a crowdfunding campaign, you can start shipping your products to your backers. If there are less than 200 backers, it will be fine to ship everything by yourself. But if there are more, I would recommend working with an order fulfillment service. You send your products to them and they take care of the rest. They ship items domestically and internationally. And they give a good discount on shipment fees. I recommend using BackerKit for order fulfillment. You'll find the link in the episode note. So, what else? Where else to sell your product? If you did crowdfunding on Indiegogo, you can use Indiegogo in-demand program to continue selling your product. As you know, once your campaign is over, people cannot buy your product anymore. However, in-demand program lets you continue selling it. Kickstarter currently doesn't have this feature. Apart from Indiegogo in-demand, you can sell your product on your own web store, of course. There are services like Shopify and Square to easily open a web store and start selling. If you don't want to pay for their service, you can always buy a domain and hosting from a site like GoDaddy and install WordPress with an e-commerce plugin. It will take more time and effort, but it will be more affordable. And that makes it for this episode. I hope the mass production of your product goes smooth and you receive the shipment soon. Believe me, the feeling of opening the boxes of your mass-produced product makes you forget all the hardships you went through. Thank you for your time listening to the sixth episode of the Sold Out Podcast. And I will see you in the next one.
Thanks for tuning in for this episode of the Sold Out Podcast. Go to thecreateanewproduct.com now to sign up to Ned's Ultimate Product Creation Course that goes over the 5 steps of creating a product from scratch, funding it on crowdfunding sites, and selling it on Amazon. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss any new episodes. And please take a moment to write a review for our podcast in the App Store.